Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
Have you ever had the experience of knowing that the next day or coming days were going to bring something you didn't want? Maybe some surgery or a court case or an encounter with someone, or maybe just another day you didn't really want to live. Have dread and fear ever consumed you? You perhaps looked for ways to cope with it, rang a friend, or made a big breakfast, or sat in a chair and cried. Have you known what it's like to feel darkness engulf you, so that you cannot see that there will ever be a way forward? No doubt that was something of the experience of Jesus as he rode that donkey to the uncomprehending cheers of the crowds. Perhaps he searched for a face that told him someone understood. In the play Man for All Seasons by Robert Bolt, Thomas More is in the Tower prison, and his wife Alice, along with daughter Meg and her husband Will, come to visit him. Seeing her misery and grumpiness, Thomas tries to cajole her, which does not work. Finally, Thomas says, "Alice, if you tell me you understand, I think I can make a good death if I have to." We can face so very much when there is understanding, either within ourselves or from without. Jesus had the first understanding, the inner understanding, though how sorely that would be tried. What was that inner understanding? It was simple, really. It was deeply ingrained in him. He knew himself to be held in the loving memory of his Father. All his life had been an experience of trusting and seeking the Father in everything that happened to him. He listened for the Father in everything. So this awful experience was one more way in which the Father was present to him, whether he felt it or not. And best of all, now in the dark, he chose his Father's will. "My food," he said, "is to do the will of my Father, no matter how things looked." Thomas More wrote to his daughter Meg, "I will not mistrust him, Meg. Though I shall feel myself weakening and on the verge of being overcome with fear, do not be troubled over anything. Nothing can come but what God wills, and I am very sure that whatever that be, however bad it may seem, it shall indeed be the best." Therein lies the call to us in this final week, the call to embrace the will of God in our lives. And it is simple, really. Start each day with a little prayer. For example, "Your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else." And then during the day, say it again as your life unfolds. Start with the little things, the spilt milk, the missed bus, the disappointments. "Your will, nothing more." After a while, it will grow, and you'll find yourself embracing the big things as well. You will come to know that you too are eternally in the memory of God, as He is eternally in the memory of your heart. Please, I beg you, do not let the devil tell you, as he tried to tell Jesus, that the hard things of life are a sign that the Father has ever abandoned you. It's a lie. When it is darkest, God is closest.